Good morning, MGTOW man. God. Ah, it's me. What a day. I think the last week I haven't gone out or gone anywhere because I just fucked. Too tired, can't be fucked, you know. If I stay up at night, because it's cool. If I stay up at night, because it's cool. Then I'm fucked during the day when it's hot. And I've never been able to sort of force that sort of shift onto fucking night shift, you know. I've never worked it. Do it for 2 or 3 nights and then I'm fucked and then back to bloody day shift again, you know. And fucked up for the few days it takes to sort of reorientate myself. Anyway. Yeah, so I had to get some fucking cables. Some of those ones got to hook up a bit of fucking audio, you know, and the cunts decide to use those plugs on the back of the fucking bits and pieces. So, yeah, I've got to finish the project and fucking then go do something else. And it's a pretty amazing project, you know, like, I tell this to people, I say, God runs the universe, because when things are meant to happen, incredible shit happens, and this is, all the bits and pieces are dropping into place. With fucking millimeters to spare, they just, everything's just slotting in. Exactly so, you know? It's incredible. Yeah. I watched that movie, Reform School Girls, you know? Wendy O, and two main reasons. I watched it about 30 years ago and kind of, it was sort of distracted and sort of, I kind of liked that chick, you know, the mental case in the movie, because she reminded me of the mental case who was sitting right behind me, you know what I mean? Who I really liked, kind of, you know? God, she was rough. And, yeah. One of the fucking jokes was, there's two prostitutes standing on the street corner. One goes to the other, I can smell fresh cum, you know? And the other one goes, oh, sorry, I just burped. So you thought that was funny? And it was, of course, you know. You know, she'd been into doing drugs and being a fucking mental case and bloody whoring as well. And, yeah. It's a hard thing trying to raise kids when you've been destroyed yourself by your own fucking parents, you know? So, hats off to her anyway. Anyway, so I didn't really sort of, you know, the woman in the real world, I kind of was a, not kind of infatuated with her, but I kind of liked her a bit, you know. And so anyway, I didn't watch a lot of the movie, and didn't think it was really worth watching, actually. Reform School Girls. And then that song, Reform School Girls, Reform School Girls, you know, that fucking verse had been sort of echoing around inside my empty skull for fucking decades, you know. And not because I'm particularly fascinated with it, I just thought that was a really, really good performance, and it was a really good band, you know. And they did it well. And so I've tried to get a hold of it a few times, and what's happened is, you know, the cunts tried to monetize, you know, this was 1986, and that was a sort of era where there was, you know, the Divine movies, you know, that big fat fucking cross-dresser, enormously huge, you know what I mean, and there's just all this sort of stuff going on. And so what happened was, it's from that era. It's, it could be spelled as E-R-A, era, or E-R-R-O-R, because there's a lot of fuck-ups in the 80s too, you know. But that was a sort of cheesy sort of fucking movie. And I didn't really, really wanted to see it. I didn't really want to see it, but I wanted to see it because I hadn't fucking actually watched it properly. And it was one of those movies I found that, you know, it was one of those movies where, you know, I kind of liked it, but it was like, you know, a lot of girly sort of shit, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, skip, watch 10 seconds, 10, 20, 30 seconds, skip 5 minutes, watch 10, 20, 30 seconds, skip 5 or 10 minutes, watch 10 or 20, 30 seconds, skip 5 or 10 minutes, you know, and, kind of, you know, it's a product of its time, and the people in it, and the acting, and the fucking storylines, and all that sort of shit. I thought, well, you know, there's people who see the world through their own unique sort of ways, and am I glad it exists? Yeah, I think it's just adds part and parcel to the culture, you know. Would I watch it again? I don't know. And it got me thinking that, you know, there's all these women, and, you know, they can't get laid. No one wants to fuck them, you know. So I wanted to do a video on, you know, all these fucking women are fucking, it's not actually true. They're just pissing and fucking moaning for attention, you know. They're just unfuckable old bitches. And so what I wanted to do is use that, edit out that fucking, the shower scene, and include a few sort of, you know, the girly pictures, you know, the sort of Playboy's penthouse centerfold type images, you know, that guys used to once have in their workshops. Now it's a press, now normal sort of healthy sexual interest in women, you know, oh, that's taboo, that's out, that's banned, that's sexist, that's misogyny and all this fucking shit, you know, and all these fucking harpy cunts have been carrying on with all this crap. And now, thanks to you fucking retard asshole feminists and all your fucking Jew bullshit, you know, your fucking Marxist crap, all you fucking asshole women, guys, not only don't they want to they don't even want to fucking talk, they don't want to talk to you, they don't want to hang out with you, they don't want to try and strike up a conversation with a fucking moron, they don't even want to fuck you, you know. Of course, there's a biological drive to fuck, you know, for sure. You know, a bit of gas on display, yeah, oh, I want to fuck, you know. As much as the women carry on, oh, I'm a lady, no. Biologically speaking, you're one step sideways from a blowfly, you know. Most of you cunts will just fuck anything that moves. And if it doesn't move, you'll push it. But thanks to all this, you know, Marxist Jew bullshit, you know, and the brainwashing from all quarters, you know, men are sort of capping their urges to get girlfriends. Men are capping their urges to fuck, and the women can't get boyfriends anymore. The cunts can't, they've just got their bags of rubber dicks and the whole heap of pissing and moaning, and, you know, they're getting old and infertile and turning into buckets of shit. Like, I don't actually pathologically hate women as a species. You know, some are all right. Some are all right in, you know, like just a chat to or something for a little bit here or there, you know. You know. Right. You know, like how much of the fucking, how much for a hamburger with a lot? Oh, it's, you know, $15. Yeah, all right, thanks, I'll have one. You know, it's kind of like, but, I think that's what the MGTOW men thing and bloody, the core women, you know, the feminism and the fucking MGTOW stuff is to call out women for what they are. Yeah, and if you need if I need to discuss someone, I can call her. I don't need to use her name or give a description, you know. I mean, this is the other side of the fucking planet, you know. But, you know, I can name her, you know, Princess Stinkfinger, you know. I'm just reflecting upon the bullshit, you know, the fucking... You know. Yeah, you know, bloody, yeah, she was, just the attitude on her, you know what I mean? I think, oh, fuck, you know. Nah. See you later. Well, not so much see you later, but, you know. It's your shit. I can't be bothered, you know. I have a pause. I'll go for peace. Yeah, back again. Buddy. So, you know. Yeah, fucking. So, you know, giving that chick Princess Stinkfinger, you know. Just the fucking crazy shit that went on with her and her mother. And how fucked up she was and how, what a fucking ingrate. You know. Hi, how are you? What a lovely day. How are you doing? You know. And then, you know, silly sort of self-obsessed shit, you know, and then fucking years later, you know, I try to make a conversation with her. You know. You know, she just fucking lies. No, it wasn't me. No, you got the wrong person. I mean, what a fucking douchebag, you know? Just a bullshit. So, you know. And there's a lot of women like that, you know. I've been banned on Facebook for... Oh, fuck. There's a discussion about drive-in movies. And this retarded bitch made some fucking asinine comment, you know. So I ever so helpfully piped up and said, well, you know, if we put you in the middle of the paddock, you know, we can always park a big fucking drive-in movie screen up against your ass and then we've got a drive-in movie, you know. So she reported that. You know, another Princess Stinkfinger. I'd start calling her Princess Stinkfinger. And so she reported that to Facebook as hate speech. And of course, you know, I thought, you know, you're up the shit over that, you know. You know, you're a stupid fat bitch for a reason. You know? And, so, she Oh, I'm sensitive. Oh, I'm so insulted. And, yeah, fucking Facebook. You're 1 month's ban for hate speech. No wonder this platform is becoming so much of a cunt fest of just stupid fucking shit. And can't be fucked, you know, like but I'm glad and I was thinking about my mother, my biological mother, the borderline psychosis fruitcake. Her and her drinking and her pills and her fucking just... She, honest to God, really couldn't help being the way she was. She was just hardwired that way and, you know. And I think that's just more of a sense of sort of, I don't know about forgiveness, but more like sort of a acceptance, you know. She was as crazy as fuck and lived in a vivid fantasy world of manipulation and button pushing and just fucking mad, you know. And what I'm really glad that she did do was that she wanted... You know, she wasn't a complete fucking write-off as a person or as a parent. She pretty much was, you know. But she did do some good things and she did try hard in some ways, you know. And the example that she set, you know, the example that she set in some ways was incredibly destructive, but in other ways it was incredibly good, you know. And what she did do was buy me good books to read, you know. And she made the effort to try and connect, you know what I mean? Sort of academically and stuff. She couldn't be there and to be a mother and to sort of... Kind of yes and no, you know what I mean? And, I'm watching the car that turned off. Four-wheel drive. And, but she bought me nature books, you know what I mean, on insects and fucking living things in the garden and yeah, that was kind of like, I think books are an excellent gift and they're long lasting and you can tie in a lot of really good memories with them, you know. And, so yeah, my mother did try to do some things right. You know, I think when she sort of sensed that the marriage between her and my father was just getting so fucking sour, you know. And I wish this camera I don't wish, but I wish I could use this camera as how my eyes work, and even better, because I'm watching this vehicle. It turned off a little while back. Now it's about 2 km away, and it's done a right-hand turn. Yeah, but my camera doesn't have the zoom or the image quality or the fucking CMOS chip to do it, you know? And, you know, that's the other thing about Facebook. I swear to God, most of the comments on Facebook are made by chatbots. And they pick the most, it's not an engaging style of conversation. It's an irritating style of you know, it's a style of conversation that irritates and it just fucking grates. You know? There was one picture of, you know, astral photography, you know? Astronomy of a fucking comet. And, and I tend to buy my ever so fantastic ex-girl friend, you know, in quotes, not someone I was fucking. We were friends, you know. And, and she said, well, why don't you buy a refurbished phone? I said, oh, the new phones are kind of fucking pricey and they're hard to get, you know? And I'm talking about the brand new phones that were sort of came onto the market 5, 6, maybe 7 years ago that are perfectly good phones that have all the functions. They just don't have fucking absolute dogs of bloody central processor chips in them. Like, they're not as slow as yesterday's fucking last month. And they have pretty good cameras, you know, like for, you know, taking photographs, normal day-to-day photographs. But they don't have the CMOS chip, as in the amount of light gathering capacity. And they don't have the digital sort of processing of that image into a fucking really good image, you know. Like, they're good around the house, they're good for a lot of things, they're good for landscapes and portraits and, you know, pictures of events and stuff. They're fantastic, they really are, because I was one of the early adopters of, you know, the 120 by 120 I think 120 by 240 pixel fucking digital cameras, and they had interpolation so that they'd sort of fill in all the dots to make it, you know, 240 by 480 or something, you know. Fuck, they were grainy fucking pixelated images. And now you can buy cameras that are brand new like 5 years ago and they're incredible. But they're not astronomical fucking, they don't have the light gathering capacity or the Zoom capacity to do astronomical work, you know, like taking photographs of stars at night or taking a good zoom in on the moon or whatever, you know, they just can't do it, you know. And I swear that most of the people replying on the replying are starting the conversations and posting images that have been posted every 2 months by some other and else under the same name or different name or something, you know. Abdul fucking floor rug, you know. And this week it's, you know, a month back it was Abdul floor rug, and this week it's, you know, chocolate lips fucking, you know, candy shop or some shit, you know. So the you know, so anyway, there was this really good, not really brilliant, like it wasn't like, fuck, I really just love this, this is incredible. That was just a really good picture, you know, and overall, you know. And so this fucking chatbot retard says, oh, I have a friend who's got an iPhone. And it can take pictures just like that, you know. You know, like, do you fucking have to? You know, so Facebook's just full of retarded cunts. These chatbot things with the AI fucking. And they're just irritating and antagonistic. They don't actually, they just make stupid fucking comments. And they don't provide any fucking evidence. They don't provide a link and they don't say, here you go, here's, have a look at this, you know. They're just insane dialogue generators that just are fucking irritating. You know, like you've got the IQ of an empty fucking shoebox, you know. But, you know, so Facebook, aside from the bloody ads, you know, if I'm going off in this direction, or if I'm going off in that direction, or if I'm going off in that direction, or that direction, you know, have a look through the Facebook ads to see if there's anybody. If anybody's got anything that might be fucking useful that I can pick up when I go over that way, you know? And don't indulge in sort of, oh, I might want that, oh, I might want that type shit. Either I need it or I don't, and that's all there is to it, you know? And so, one of the things I did was see, I'm not burning with fucking hatred over this fucking retarded cunt of a school teacher, but gosh, there's been quite a few preschool teachers and kindergarten teachers who are as dumb as all fuck. There's a lot of them. Just fucking stupid human beings, or the cunts are just shuffling the kids, making them hold hands and line up in the fucking corner, and they just take the money, you know. Oh, yeah, yeah, we childminders and we do sort of intensive fucking, you know, we do, you know, personality enhancement courses, which means plopping the kiddies down in front of the TV all fucking day, you know. Yeah, and I was reflecting upon this, you know, like, God, you know, my father did try the best he could as with what he had, but he comes from a family that's just... they're just maniacs on the booze, you know, and really crazy and so fucking damaged. So here, you know. And he did do some things right. He did try, you know what I mean? He tried to be as fucked up and as crazy as he was. He did actually try to be a father. You know, and to say, well, I don't have to endorse everything he did, but I think I need to be grateful for what he did with what he had, you know. You know, to try and to be thankful for at least some things, you know. And this is how life turns out. You get all these experiences with all these people, and some of them are really good, and some of them are really fucking just horrendous, you know. But it's how you sort of turn the lemon into lemonade, and how to become sort of conscious of this stuff, you know. And, yeah, to be able to finally say I'm really proud of my father and to say thank you for everything that you ever did, you know? God, because he was so fucked up. You know? But, you know. So, anyway. Yeah, this fucking... this preschool teacher was fucking, you know, running a childminding centre, and she said, "Oh, look, I need, I lost the remote when we made the move. Has anybody got a spare one, you know?" And she, not being real bright and not being real sort of experience, she had no knowledge that, you know, every fucking corner store in Australia has, you know, universal remote controls for like $20. And so some of these, you know. But yeah, getting back into the parents type stuff, when I was like, you know, in kindergarten age, you know, I was going off into the bush and I was exploring, I don't know, about miles and miles of river, because I was only little, you know. But the river, you know, would carve, the river would go, you know, in its main sort of river course. And then it would erode into the banks, into the limestone. So every few metres, there was these fucking, there's all this long grass on the side of the riverbank, and (coughs) and trees and shit, you know. And every few metres, well, there's fucking crevasses, you know, like straight drops into the fucking earth. You know, and if you fell into those, you'd probably never get out, you know, because you'd fucking wedge down in them, and when the, you know, you'd either be stuck there forever, or if you went down far enough and the tide came in and it was a big tide, you'd probably drown, I don't know. But, you know, I understood, be careful where you put your feet, you know, fuck, look where you're going, you know. Just because there's grass there doesn't mean there's anything under it, you know? So I was doing all this sort of fucking going sort of bush type shit when I was 5, 6 years old. You know? And I was making boats, you know? I got a little toy fucking electric outboard motor, and I got some batteries, and I got all these paddle pop sticks, and I, you know, these ice cream sticks. I made this fucking boat that had a drawbridge, like a landing craft, you know. You know, to get all the troops ashore at D-Day. But I think I'd seen a picture of one of these boats on TV. And now I'm moving cattle around all the different islands, you know. And I said, so I made it, and a little front on that went down and up, and it had batteries and a little electric motor and all this sort of shit, and it was brilliant. And then I waterproofed it with tar, and these fucking retarded cunts, when I had to leave there, these retarded cunt in-laws didn't fucking bother to send it back to me. He said, hey, you left this behind, you know? You know, you stupid fucking cunt in-laws. You know? And stupid cunts. So, yeah, you know, that was with this school teacher. I said, well, you know, I just looked at her and I raised the comment. Yeah. You know, I said only stupid fucking stupid people have. You know, I couldn't see this fucking moron woman doing anything particularly genius level, you know. I mean, I was 5, 6 years old, and I was, you know, exploring the countryside and swimming big rivers, you know, doing all sorts of fucking amazing shit, you know, and this fucking dumb bitch, her idea of childcare is to plop all the kids, you know, put a big fucking fence, to have pedophile-proof fences, you know, and escape-proof fences around the fucking child minding centres, you know. And put the kids in front of the fucking TV, you know? And I made a comment. I said, TVs are really bad, you know? And, you know, or you end up with these stupid people raising stupid children, you know? Raising them in front of the fucking TV. Some content on some of the free-to-air, you know, or TV or whatever, some of it used to be really good. You know, you'd learn something, you'd have a think about something, and you'd give you something to try, you know. But most of it was just fucking bullshit, you know. And now TV has become such a fucking Jewish shithole of brain-damaged fuckery and bullshit. I just refused. I refused to have a TV in the house, and I just refused to watch them, you know. And well, you know, it's more on teachers. She's not out there. And I'll pause this for a minute. Gotta go for a piss. Yeah, so you know, she doesn't sort of default. Her default setting wasn't to change, you know, to say, oh, well, fuck the TV, you know. She's not using it to educate. I can basically, you know, guarantee that the dumb fat fuck, you know, is not using it the dumb fat fuck is not using the TV to educate the children, you know, on, say, music lessons, you know, like, well, here we go, children, here's how to play a piano, you know. Here's how to play a violin. Here are people playing in an orchestra. You know? You know, developing developing brain reality, you know, IQ. And, yeah, so, you know, let's have a trip down the Amazon. Let's look at the mountains. Let's look at the fucking oceans. Let's look at all these things in the, you know, have a subject of fucking day. What did you observe? What did you think? How does it actually work? What was your initial impressions, you know? How to grow gardens, you know? Nothing. Like, I have no idea, you know, what's on TV, so I'm really out of date with everything, or up to date as I fucking needed to be. But, you know, you know, the amount of parents who don't have the time to pay attention to their own children, so they plop them down in front of the TV, you know, and go figure out how to get the shopping done and fuck the guy next door or whatever while the husband's away at work, you know. Fuck whatever, you know. I'm bored. So, yeah, this fucking retarded asshole of a school teacher. You know. Like, you know, you know, like, why aren't they giving children, not really, 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 really young children. But, you know, but as soon as the kids in our own families, you know, go back, you know, 100, 200, 300 years, and tribal people all around the world, as soon as the kid can fucking stand up, they're put to work. You know, they're contributing to the fucking, the feeding and the running of the family. You know, the feeding, the housing, you know, the earning an income type stuff. You know. And I don't know how young is too young. I guess 4 might be too young. But, you know, you know, getting together and building basic boats, you know, like a fucking canoe. You know, and then we go take it to the local pool or something, or if the river's not fucking polluted. You know? But, you know, you know, instead of just fucking, you know, you stupid fucking brain dead cunts. With preschool teachers. You know, all these women. Because they're easy to manipulate, you know. You know, my asshole drug dealer, full of lefty bullshit. She had opinions on everything and solutions to nothing. You know? One of these indoctrinated cunts. But, you know, I've met so many preschool teachers that are just stupid fucking human beings. They can't deal with, you know, people who have brains that develop beyond 4 years old, you know? And, you know, why not get some, you know, maybe not some super fucking sharp wood chisels and shit, but, you know, I mean, kids aren't stupid, and if you show them how it works, and they're not going to scream and start stabbing each other with the chisels, but learning how to, you know, fit up a fucking, a nice wooden kayak, you know? You know, and then we all load it onto the trailer and take it to the spray painting shop or something, you know, or paint it with, you know, lanolin or something, you know? Yeah, it'll give it, you know, you know, 10 hours of floating time, you know, put it in for an hour at a time or something, and, you know, you can fit like 10 kids in the fucking boat, you know. All go off for a little trip, or a little trip, and learn how to row and navigate and steer the damn thing, you know. Why not? And you got these fucking brain dead bitches putting the kids down on the floor in front of the TV all day. You know? And the kids aren't outgrowing gardens, you know, and they're not out raising chickens, and, you know, and they're not out doing this, and they're not out doing that, you know? You know? Just brain dead fucking bullshit. So that's why I got upper, you know? You know, and why is you know? It's not wrong to lose the fucking remote control. And it's not... You know, it's not wrong to lose the remote control, and it's not wrong to want to get a replacement, but, you know, the TV being the main feature for the fucking room. You know, what about making some pottery out of some clay, you know, pots and saucers, little, you know, earthenware fucking cooking pots and bloody cups and shit, you know what I mean? You know? I mean, I believe that there's an age where they're just too young to fucking get their heads around it. But, you know, I'm saying this on, you know, in terms of intelligence, you know, kids are fucking smart. They get the fucking understanding, you know. And they don't take long to teach new things to, you know. I mean, you know, in regards to my own father, you know, like, you know, you know, when he was out, you know, servicing the lawnmower, you know, cleaning up all the crap, the grass and shit that had stuck to underneath it, and, you know, servicing the wheels and decoking the fucking two-stroke carbon and shit out of the head, you know. So that was like, you know, 55 years ago or some shit, you know. So the two-stroke oils back then and the motor mowers, you know, the two-stroke motor mowers weren't particularly brilliant. I mean, they worked, but, you know, part of that sort of... part of servicing the old Victor toe cutter was, you know, to pull the head off and decoke it from all the carbon and shit that had built up from the oil landing on the bits and fucking partly burning off and turning into hard carbon. Yeah. So, you know, but that's why I got up that stupid fucking childcare teacher, you know? I mean, you know, like, to all the kiddies, you know, they all, you know, they all go off for a piss and a shit, you know? And then they all stand on the scales. And then they all take them for a 1K walk through the fucking park, you know. And then get back and then weigh them again. And you do it on a cold day and you do it on a hot day, and you see how much moisture they lose, you know, and how much they weigh when they left and how much when they get back, you know. You know, and then sort of explain the energy value of foods and how much water they need to drink and how to prepare for trips. You know? I mean, the YouTube fucking AI type stuff has just gotten so fucking stupid. A lot of it is just playing really bad, you know? So, yeah. And that's why I got up that stupid fucking bitch. You know. And you can tell she was an idiot. Because it was a universal sort of declaration that, you know, if you've got a TV in the place, basically it's a case of stupid people raising stupid fucking children, you know. And she goes, oh my God, I've never heard such a terrible thing in all my life. Oh, don't you have something better to do with yourself than picking on me? You know, rather than saying, yeah, that's, you got a valid point. You know, what things can I teach these children? Essential life skills. Can I take them to the butchers and show them how to dress a carcass, you know, and how to prepare meals and, you know, how to grow vegetables and all sorts of things, you know? You know? One of the dumbest things these fucking asshole retard fucking asshole feminists ever did was get rid of home economics. You know? That's an incredibly important subject. Being a mother, feeding the family, running a household, you know? Oh, we don't need that. We're all liberated from all this patriarchal oppression. You know? These fucking cunts are so stupid. So now we've got a whole generation of brainless fucking women who fuck everything that they can when they're young and should be actually being bred. And they turn into fucking, they're just absolute cunts to deal with, and then they get old, and they just get worse, and they become stupid, old, infertile cunts, you know? And the school teacher was just the fucking one more example of what fucking morons a lot of women actually genuinely are. You know? So that's why I got up them, you know. I'll just sit down as a family with the father as the head of the household and the mother, you know, riding shotgun, and they're raising a family of, you know, 3 to 6 or 7 or 8 kids or something, you know. And, and, you know, so they're there. You know, they're raising a family, you know, like, and that's what I put it out there, you know, smart. Oh, you don't want to sit down in the family with the big Oxford Dictionary and, you know, go through, like, tonight we go through the first page of the A's, and tomorrow night we go through the first page of the B's, and the night after that we go through the first page of the C's, you know. And we all pick out words and topics to discuss and learn about and research. You know, that this is the written history of humanity, the recorded history of humanity. That's what made the fucking difference, you know. You know, keeping the knowledge and retaining the knowledge you know, keeping the knowledge and recording the knowledge and passing it on to others. That's why it's such a recorded history is such an important thing. Yeah? And that's why I threw in that fucking Angry Grandma, who's a spin-off of Angry Grandpa. And, you know, I said, I'm glad you've got a bright future ahead of you. And, you know. And I got up this fucking dumb bitch. You know, you can't teach shit to children because you're a fucking moron. Well, anyway, guys, I gotta go. Bye.